The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayaprataka Swami on August 30th, 1988 in Trivandrum, India. The class begins with a reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ancha Lila, Chapter 6, Text 221 through 241.
Govinda said to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das no longer takes prasad here. Now he stands at the Singha Dwara where he begs some alms to eat. Suni tushto hoya Prabhu kohite lagilo, bhalo koilo bairagira dharmo acharilo. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he was greatly satisfied. Raghunath Das has done well. He said, he has acted suitably for a person in the renounced order. Vairagi koribe sada nama sankirtan, magiya khaiya kore jivanaraka. A person in the renounced order should always chant the holy name of the Lord. He should beg some alms to eat, and he should sustain his life in this way. Purport. As stated in the Hari Bhakti Vilas at the end of the 20th Vilas, 36, 37, and 382, it states, Kritya nyetani tu prayo, grihinam dhaninang satam, likitani natu tyakta, parigraha mahatmanam, prabhati charta ratrecha, madhyane divasakshaye, Kirtayanti Haringye Vai Tetaranti Bhavarnavam Evam Ekantinam Praya Kirtanam Smaranam Prabho Kurvatam Paramapritya Kritiam Anyam Narochati. A well-to-do householder Vaishnava cannot live like a person in the renounced order who completely takes shelter of the holy name. Such a householder should chant the holy name of Krishna in the morning, at midday, and in the evening. Then he will be able to cross beyond nations. Pure devotees in the renounced order, however, who fully surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna, should chant the holy name of the Lord with great love and faith, always thinking of the Lord's lotus feet. They should have no other occupation than chanting the holy name of the Lord. In the Bhakti Sandarbha, Srila Jiva Goswami says, Yadyapi Sri Bhagavata Mate pancharatradivat archana margasya vasya kyatvang nasti tadvinapi saranapatyadhinam ekatare napi purushartha siddher abhihitatvat vairagi bhaya jeva kore porapekha khaja siddhi nahi krishna kore na upeka. A vairagi, a person in the renounced order, should not depend on others. If he does so, he will be unsuccessful and he will be neglected by Krishna. Vairagi hoya kore jivara lalosa, paramartha jayar hoya rasir vas. If a renunciant is eager for his tongue to taste different foods, his spiritual life will be lost and he will be subservient to the taste of his tongue. Vairagi kritya sada nama sankirtan, Sakapatra Fala Mule Uttaraparan. The duty of a person in the renounced order is to chant the Hare Krishna mantra always. He should satisfy his belly with whatever vegetables, leaves, fruits, and roots are available. Jivara Lalo Se Je Iti Uti Dai Shishno Dara Parayana Krishna Nahipai. One who is subservient to the tongue and who thus goes here and there, devoted to the genitals in the belly, cannot attain Krishna. Ardin Raghunatha Sarupa Charane Aponara Krita Lagi Kaila Nivedane. The next day, Raghunath Das inquired at the lotus feet of Sarup Damodar about his duty. Ki lagi charaila ghor na jani udesh ki mor kortavyo prabhu kora upodesh. I do not know why I have given up my household life. He said, what is my duty? Kindly give me instructions. Prabhu Ragi Kothamatu Nako He Raghunath Sarup Govinda Dara Kohaya Nijovat. Raghunath Das never even spoke a word before the Lord, Chaitanya. Instead, he informed the Lord of his desires to Sarup Damodar Goswami and Govinda. Prabhu Ragi Sarup Nivedila Arodine Raghunatha Nivedoya Prabhu Charane. The next day, Sarup Damodar Goswami submitted to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das has this to say at your lotus feet. Ki mor kortavyo mui na jani udesh, apuni si moka more koro upodesh. I do not know my duty or the goal of my life. Therefore, please personally give me instructions from your transcendental mouth. Hashi Mahaprabhu Raghunathera kohilo, tumar upodeshta kori sarupere dilo. Smiling, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das, I have already appointed Sarup Damodar Goswami as your instructor. Sadho sadhan tato siko iharastani, ami tato nahi jani iho jato jani. You may learn from him what your duty is and how to discharge it. I do not know as much as he. Tathapi amar agyai sraddha jodi hoy, amare baki tobe kori ho nischoy. Nevertheless, if you want to take instructions from me with faith and love, you may ascertain your duties in the following words. Gramo katana sunibe, gramo bartana kuhibe, bhalo na kaibe ar bhalo na puribe. Do not talk like people in general or hear what they say. You should not eat very palatable food, nor should you dress very nicely. Amani mana dohaya krishna nama sadalobe, bhaji radha krishna seva. Manose Kuribe. Do not expect honor, but offer all respect to others. Always chant the holy name of Lord Krishna, and within your mind render service to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavana. Purport. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his Amrit Pravaha Bhashya that when a man and woman are married, they beget children and thus entangled in family life. Talk concerning such family life is called Gramya Katha. A person in a renounced order never indulges in either hearing or talking about such subjects. He should not eat palatable dishes, since that is unfit for a person in the renounced order. He should also show all respect to others, but should not expect respect for himself. In this way, one should chant the holy name of the Lord and think of how to serve Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. So Raghunath Das is being given instructions by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai Jai Gaurati. Raghunath Das is each of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has got different qualities which are very outstanding. Ramananda Rai had a great quality that he was never disturbed by any kind of sense gratification. Never the slightest desire for sense gratification ever touched him. Sarupa and Sanatan Goswamis, they were the most humble of all the devotees. They were very, very humble, everything they did. Raghunath Das, his quality, he was the most renounced. Actually, Raghunath Das was from the richest family, one of the very richest families in Bengal. His father and uncle had to pay taxes every year, 1,200,000 gold coins. That was the tax they paid. What to speak, what they kept for themselves. That was their annual tax. I said, sometime they cheated the government and only paid 800,000 and got caught. And then Raghunath Das had to go and get his uncle and father out of prison for only paying 800,000 gold coins. Today, a gold coin is worth 3,000 rupees. So, 1 million gold coins today is more than 3 billion rupees. That makes him one of the richest people, and that was at that time when money was, now what money is worth and what it's worth then was much more, buying power. So that puts them similar to like the some of the richest people in the earth. That was how rich they were. They're always devoted to Lord Chaitanya in one way or another. So Raghunath Das came from that background. That's why when he did the Shiradvai Mahotsav, he could feed hundreds of thousands of people without the slightest strain. He didn't find any effort in giving everyone two pots of condensed milk and yogurt, and they can eat as much as they want. Hundreds of thousands of people. He didn't feel any strain. He enjoyed it to give such a feast. But that Raghunath Das, he showed the most austere position. First, when he joined Chaitanya movement as a sannyasi, leaving his family and house, then his parents sent him some money. So he thought, what will I do with this money? So he would invite Lord Chaitanya, and every day he would feed Lord Chaitanya, buying Mahaprasad from the money. He wouldn't use it for himself. But then after a while, he thought, well, I'm taking someone else's money and I'm feeding Lord Chaitanya. This is actually not good. So then he stopped doing that. He just took some Mahaprasadam himself. Then he decided, no, let me beg in front of the temple. I'll just take whatever someone gives and I'll just take a little. Then he thought that that was also too opulent. So then he started to take, he saw that they are throwing away Jagannath Prasad. Sometimes it would be a little extra and they throw it when it was old. So he would take that and eat that prasadam. But then he saw that dogs and animals were coming and eating. So he felt that they were being deprived. So then he would wait till they finished eating, and when there was some, say, big chunk of rice was rotten outside, they wouldn't eat. Then he would break it open and take out the good part from the center and eat that. Like this, he became so austere. Nobody can imitate what his austerity was. One time he was taking prasad like this, and he went from practically one of the richest people of the world to one of the most austere, detached people. But always chanting Hare Krishna and absorbed in serving Lord Chaitanya, not just depriving himself in some artificial way. He was actually so absorbed in love of Krishna that he just could reduce everything else to such a minimum that it was inconceivable. One time Lord Chaitanya saw him taking like that. He said, what prasad you're taking? And he said, let me try some. He said, no. How can I give this to you? The Lord said, no, it's prasad, so give me. So then he hid it behind, said, no, this is not suitable for you. Then Lord Chaitanya ran after him and he's running away. He grabbed him and took forcibly the prasad from his hand and ate it. He said, oh, this is the best prasad I had. Actually, one time Lord Chaitanya did something like this in Navadvip when he was a householder. There was one brahmachari called Suklambar Brahmachari. And he used to also be like this, renounced, not so much, but he would go every day with a little bake to some 4 or 5 grihasthas house, and he'd get some rice or some chira, something like that. Then he would just take that, go to some Brahmin's house. And so then one time he just had some chira, flat rice, in his bake. And Lord Chaitanya saw him walking down the street chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Brahmachari with his little begging bake. Then Lord Chaitanya said, what do you have there? He says, no, nothing. No, you've got some prasad. I want some prasadam from you. He said, no, I don't have anything suitable to give you. No, what do you mean? This is all prasad. So give me some prasadam. He said, no, I can't give this. Then he also hid the bag. And then Lord Chaitanya also grabbed him and took the bag and forcibly took some prasad. So the second time, Lord Chaitanya, he approved when his renounced disciples were very austere. He liked them to be very austere. At the same time, for the grihasthas, he didn't expect that they would be so austere. But rather, morning, noon and night, they should chant Hare Krishna, and they should, in this way, begin their day, middle of their day and end of their day, they should be chanting the holy name of the Lord. They should engage in Krishna conscious activities. So although for the grihastha, they could discuss, naturally they have to discuss, how is the son, how is the daughter, are they doing their studies, are they going there, there's all the things that they have to discuss, are their health proper, you have to clean this, then this and that news, that news, paying the tax for the house, whatnot. They have to discuss all these things. But for the Vairagis, they shouldn't have to discuss all these family affairs or hear about them. So in those days, the situation was that the renounced order, they didn't have temples like that. In this period of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, they would just live like this, very simply, under a tree, wandering about. They would live in a very simple way, just taking some alms or some mahaprasad left over from some temple, and this way they would exist. Later, the six Goswamis, they are living like that also in Vrindavan. But then some rich men came and offered some money, so they built temples. Although for themselves they lived in under a tree, they also built a temple for the Lord. Very big temples. Nice temples in Vrindavan. Temples so big that the Mughal emperor from Delhi could see the light from the top of the temple. And he said, "What is that?" He said, "It's a Hindu temple." He said, "Break it. I don't want to know why the Hindu temple light is higher than my palace." So they knocked off the top stories of the temple, the Madan Mohan temple. So now the top two stories are knocked off, but others are still there. For this, they moved Radha Govinda to Jaipur, where there's more safe under the protection of the Rajasthani Rajput kings. So the very big temples they had constructed, even in those days. And subsequently, we found that the other generations of renounced orders, they would set up some ashram somewhere, and these are called sripats, and there they would lecture from the Bhagavatam. Some would travel and preach, some would set up some sripat, and they would give lectures. Many times even grihastha preachers would do like that in a sripat. Ramchandra Kaviraj, Srinivasacharya at least was a grihastha for sure, but like Narottam Das Thakur was a lifelong brahmachari. So according to their different situation, they would travel and preach, or they would set up in a temple and preach. So of course now the situation is a bit difficult. The Prabhupada told us that if we go begging now, there's so many false sadhus are going begging from door to door, and people have the wrong idea that the sadhus are not doing anything constructive for society. They're just the parasites only begging like this. In those days, people were very happy to give some alms to a sadhu. They knew that by this person, by doing these austerities and always chanting, he's doing the welfare for the whole society. And people would naturally go to them and ask about spiritual life. But now people are not going at all to sadhus. Rather, the sadhus have to go out to the people. If we just put sign here, Bhagavad Gita for sale, how many will come? But if we go to them in their office, in their homes, and to some extent people may consider it. So, therefore Prabhupada, he advised that we should not just go and beg something without giving something. We should always give something so people feel that immediately they're getting something in return. So like that, they become life member, we give them so many facilities also, books and other facilities, so that they can feel they're getting something directly. Or people give a donation, we give them a book, or we give them some prasadam. We give them something always, not just taking empty-handed. Although, it's quite alright for a vairagi to take empty-handed, but because the people, they are not so advanced, and they need a spiritual benefit, therefore, we give them something, like a transcendental literature. So, from the time of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he again started this, actually, the vairagi devotees of Lord Chaitanya became very few in quantity in the past two centuries. And many of them were actually not properly situated. Most of the people were grihastha devotees. Of course, even in Lord Chaitanya's time, majority were grihastha householder devotees. But there was a good number of renounced also. So in those days, the renounced order was very strict, and Lord Chaitanya wanted to maintain that his members of renounced order should not be less strict. They should also follow properly. But when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur saw the situation, so he made many matas where the sadhus would stay. Even we find in the history that Ramanuja or Madhva Acharya, they established various temples or pita stans. And then they had pitadipatis, and the sadhus would stay in these religious places. Because one of the instructions is one should always live in a holy place like Mathura. So the sadhus would stay in some ashram or holy place. And from there they would go out and travel and preach. So this became the later system, which was more prominent. And so Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur established the same thing, that the renounced people should live in temples, and they should preach from the temple or travel and preach. And they shouldn't stay in some grihastha's house more than 2-3 days maximum. If they're traveling and preaching, say sometime they stay in someone's house, shouldn't stay too long. Should just stay 1 or 2 days maximum, 3 days, then go on. This is the system for the vairagi. No one is therefore burdened by the presence of any preacher. So it's kind of basically following this system of having temples and devotees staying. It's difficult to go before. You see, Raghunath Das could get from that Jagannath Puri temple, or he could beg out in front of the temple, and people would give. Or the other sadhus, they could go to the brahmanas and get some food, like Suklambar Brahmachari. But now there's very few brahmanas who are even vegetarian. Maybe especially outside of South India, it's very hard to find even vegetarian brahmins. So-called brahmanas, they're not even vegetarian. So you can't even take their food. Although their name may be Mukherjee or this tea or that tea, something. But still they're eating so many things. So just because they're brahmin, you can't depend that I can eat their food, being a sadhu. They may give me anything, which is unmentionable. So now we take a Krishna prasad from the temples. So by taking Krishna prasad from the temple, automatically one is regulated, taking only at the regulated times. Whatever Krishna is taking, some remnants we are getting. This way we pull on. So Srila Prabhupada, he stressed this, that better to take Krishna prasadam. That is actually transcendental. Going out and eating in a restaurant is not recommended for devotees. Or seeking out rich people and to eat in their homes. Sometimes for preaching they insist you have to take prasadam. You have to take food. When we're traveling and preaching, sometimes we make some adjustment. But for the renounced order, they can do. But actually for Grihastha, it's more strict in this regard. The Grihastha shouldn't take any charity from others in terms of food. It's actually more strict if they're not following. For sannyasi, in emergency, they're traveling, they can take from some life member or something. Although Lord Chaitanya recommended that don't eat the food from materialistic people. He said, Vishoy anna khaile vishakto hai lamon, dushto hai lamon. If you eat the food of materialistic people, your mind gets affected. This will hamper your spiritual progress. So best thing is to take Krishna prasadam. We found traveling and preaching that even if we go to some person's house, if we have our own deities, and then we say that, all right, we can only take, we have to cook the food and offer it to the deities. You can help. So kindly, when we were just there, go even if we wanted to ourselves buy the food to offer, they won't let. They say, no, whatever you need, we'll provide. So they'd get all the things and we'd prepare and offer to the deities. That way we found everyone stayed very nice. And then we would invite the householder, please come and take prasadam. That he was our guest. Oh, we're his guest, but he's our guest. And we would give him prasad. So that they felt also very nice that we're getting Krishna prasadam, you see, rather than just going and eating from them. So, according to time and place, some adjustment might be there for preaching. Because now it's very hard to find, you see, Vaishnavas that you can, maybe, I don't know, in Kerala or South, still some are there. But other places it's difficult to find a Vaishnava. You can actually rely on eating his food. So, but standard is there that we should not go out of our way trying to get good food. We shouldn't just think, where can I go to get some good meal? Sometime, whatever Krishna gives, we should take it also. The Vairagi people, they should take it that this is the Lord's mercy. For the Grihastha, they should offer the nice food according to their capacity to Krishna's deity in their house and then take the remnants. So like that, for each person, some differences there. So just the one or two more instructions was given to Raghunath Das and we'll close it today. Chanadapi suni chena taroriva suhishnuna Amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. One who thinks himself lower than grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor but is always prepared to give respect to others, can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord. Atosuni Raghunatha Bandila Charan Mahaprabhu Khoila Tari Kripa Alingan. Having heard this, Raghunath Das offered prayers at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Lord with great mercy embraced him. Puna samarpila tare sarupe stane, antaranga seva kore sarupe sone. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again entrusted him to Sarup Damodar. Thus Raghunath Das rendered very confidential service with Sarup Damodar Goswami. Purport, antaranga seva me refers to service performed in one's spiritual body. Sarup Damodar Goswami was formerly Lalita Devi. Raghunath Das Goswami, who was among his assistants, now also began to serve Radha and Krishna within his mind. In Raghunath Das, even while in this body, he became a liberated soul. He was totally absorbed in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Therefore, he was totally detached from the material world. Someone asked Srila Prabhupada the question that Raghunath Das was taking this Mahaprasad that was thrown out. So we should also take remnants from people's plates. Sometimes we give feasts and the people, they don't finish their prasad. So we should eat their remnant, or what should we, all these things. The Prabhupada said that Raghunath Das was already a liberated soul. He was seeing Radha Krishna in his mind. He was worshipping Radha Krishna in his heart always. When he saw even a thrown out prasad, he could actually see Krishna there. But if we artificially try to imitate Raghunath Das, not having that level of realization and faith, then for the offense of trying to imitate such a great soul, that we may have to take the, say someone eats a prasad, they don't finish it. There may be a sick person, you may have to get their disease. Because you're thinking actually in your mind that this is food eaten by someone else, but I'm taking it to show that I'm a very renounced person. So actually your purpose is something else. You're not actually seeing this is Krishna Prasadam, this is transcendental, this is not affected by anything. In your mind you know that this was eaten by someone else. And that thing is still there. So artificially we shouldn't take food from people who are in a lower position, normally. Of course sometimes there are rare circumstances. One time there was in a temple in Calcutta, there was a big feast, Annakoot. Annakoot, they make a big mountain of rice, the Govardhan Puja. They made a huge mountain of rice and they made the offering to the Lord. Then after the offering, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a dog came up and ate a piece of the rice. They chased the dog out, but everyone's standing, what to do? The dog ate from the prasad. So nobody, everybody is standing there. So they call Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. They tell him what happened, that the dog ate from the Govardhan Hill. He said, really? He immediately came down. He said, where did it eat? And they showed here. And there off the side of the mountain of rice, there was one piece was missing. He said, right there. He said, yes. He took from there and ate it. So now you can take. So like that. Sometimes you see the great soul, they had that realization. And this way everyone then took Annakoot festival. But artificially we shouldn't imitate without actually that realization. It's basic. Teaching is there. So Lord Chaitanya, he instructed Raghunath Das very strictly on the renounced order, but actually it wasn't he was just doing to be renounced. He was actually absorbed in Radha and Krishna's service. He was already in the transcendental platform, and renunciation for him was a very natural thing. So in this way, nowadays we are not having that much standard that Raghunath Das has, and if we try to enforce that artificially, most people, they couldn't follow also. So Prabhupada, he said that our austerity, if we can follow the four regulative principles, no meat eating, no fish, no onion, garlic, no gambling, no intoxication, and no illicit sex, and to engage always in Krishna's service, chanting Hare Krishna and preaching, distributing books, in this way stay always absorbed in hearing about Krishna, chanting Krishna, and spreading the glories of Krishna, this is the best austerity we can do. We pray for the blessings of Raghunath Das and other such eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya to give us the mood of complete dedication, realization and transcendental vairagya vidya, bhakti yoga, so that we can do the maximum and give the maximum for Lord Chaitanya at every moment. But in this particular time and place, it's difficult to, you see, exactly do exactly the way they did, nor is it possible for us. So we follow the instructions of Guru by following these four principles, chanting 16 rounds and preaching all of the time. In this way, Prabhupada assured, we can also achieve success. But our mood should be like that. And the basic instructions, of course, stand. We shouldn't go seeking for just eating nice things. We should actually try to eat only Krishna prasadam, try to do everything as a service for Krishna. All these things are there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any question? Which Ekadashi? On Ekadasi, all of the sinful activities are inside the grains. So if we eat grains on Ekadasi, then we get sin. So on Ekadasi, every Ekadasi, we don't eat grains. And we chant Hare Krishna. This is the basic system that we follow. So if we want Ekadasi, we get benefit. Next Ekadasi, we eat grains and we don't, we get opposite. Of course, Bhima, he asked for some special, because he couldn't keep track all the time, this Ekadasi, all. He wanted one time, let me do extra for a whole year. So then he was given the Bhima Ekadasi, Pandava Nirjala Ekadasi. That one time he could fast without water, staying up the whole night, completely on the hottest day of the year, and just do a very strict Ekadasi, and that was good for the whole year. But still, we do it every time. Even if someone does that, still they go on following. Because Lord Chaitanya recommended to Mother Sachi also that you should do Ekadasi. Ekadasi anyway is good for spiritual advancement. It's also good for health. It's good in all respects. Good for the national economy. The main thing is it's for the pleasure of the Lord. But it's not necessary to do the full fast and stay up all night. But one should not eat grains on Ekadasi. Grains are repulsive. This is the main thing. Any other question? And we're not interested also in, you see, in the book of Ekadasi from Puranas, it says you can become a king or you can go to Swarga or you can get moksha. Different things are there. We're not so concerned about these type of fruits of Ekadasi. These are side benefits. What we want from Ekadasi following is to get spontaneous devotion for Krishna. So we do Ekadasi every time to get more devotion. See, someone, by doing one Ekadasi, they may have got Swarga, but for us, even Swarga, we're not interested. For the devotee, Swarga is very insignificant.
Is it necessary to become a Brahmana for worshiping the deity?
To worship and install deity according to the Pancharatrik system, one is supposed to have the Pancharatrik mantras. Pancharatrik mantras are given to Brahmanas. Now, previously, sometimes Vaishnavas were given Pancharatrik mantra without Upanayan. But since Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said a Vaishnava who is qualified to worship the deity is also as good as a Brahmin. So in case they were not already Brahmanas by birth, he would give them the Upanayanam and the Pancharatrik mantra at the same time. But the system of deity worship is detailed in the Vedas as well as in the Pancharatra. So in the Kali Yuga Pancharatrik, Vidhi is recommended. So if one wants to do the authorized deity worship, they have to follow Pancharatrik system. The Pancharatrik system, you need certain mantras. Those are received through the Guru Parampara. So that second initiation will give these mantras. Otherwise, a picture or some informal worship one may do by chanting.